Union members in 40 states protested at Walmart stores yesterday. They say the company treats its employees unfairly and are demanding better pay and health benefits. The demonstrations are the latest effort by labor groups to organize the nation's largest corporate employer. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Walmart employs more than 1 million people, but not one of them anywhere in the country belongs to a union, despite years of effort by labor groups to organize the retail chain. Yesterday, union supporters escalated their campaign against the company, demonstrating outside stores across the nation.
I say union, you say yes. Union!
Yes!
Union!
Yes!
At a store in Durham, North Carolina, Jerry Taylor of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union said the protest was designed to bring attention to Walmart's business practices, which she says exploit workers.
What they do is they'll come into an area, mom and pop stores, they'll force them out, unionized stores, they'll force them out, and then they pay low wages. Most of their people are part-time, and it's bad for the economy.
This protest at the Durham Walmart attracted little attention from customers. They seemed barely to notice it as they came out of the store carrying blue plastic bags full of merchandise. It garnered more interest from store managers who stood at the front door watching it, and from a Durham police officer who chased the demonstrators away for trespassing.
I'm just looking to see who's in charge of everybody here.
I'm glad to talk to you.
Okay. I would just appreciate it if you'd leave. Okay.
Walmart dismissed the nationwide protests as part of what it calls an ongoing effort by organized labor to tarnish the company's reputation. Walmart spokesman Bill Wirtz defends the company's employment practices, which he says are in line with other retailers.
We do wage and benefit surveys, and we know that we are competitive in every location where we operate. We would not be able to attract the kind of associates that we do if we offered substandard wages and benefits.
Walmart has aggressively fought efforts to organize its stores. After meat cutters in a Texas superstore voted to unionize 2 years ago, their jobs were eliminated. And the National Labor Relations Board has accused the company of illegally blocking union campaigns. Wirtz says unions are neither welcome nor needed at Walmart.
We have a partnership with our associates that works better for our company than union representation would. We don't disrespect the choices that other people and other companies have made for themselves, but for Walmart, we have a better way.
Walmart represents an attractive target for organized labor. It's something of an embarrassment for unions that they've been unable to gain a foothold at America's largest employer. And Walmart's growth, especially in the grocery business, is putting pressure on unionized competitors like Kroger and Safeway to cut costs and wages. Clark University professor Gary Chason says unions would win a major symbolic victory if they organize some Walmart stores.
Walmart is a huge employer, and it also represents the frontiers of the labor force, part-time, temporary workers, service workers, lower-paid workers, that unions are going to have to appeal to if they're going to have a resurgence in growth.
Yesterday, demonstrators passed out handbills and asked customers to write Walmart and complain about the company's employment practices. But they stopped short of calling for a boycott. One of the protesters at the Durham store conceded that it's almost impossible nowadays to avoid shopping at Walmart. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Durham, North Carolina.